Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. The homesteaders of Chelan Butte provided very interesting fodder for a history of those early years of zealous, hardworking citizens who took advantage of the opportunity to create a home in this beautiful country. The author of the book entitled The Homesteaders of Chelan Butte was Ford Van Voorhees. He and his wife Louisa had driven up to the Butte Saddle in their Model A Ford in the 1930s looking for a 40-acre plot to keep a couple of horses and escape the wet side of the mountains. They found it, and over the next 35 years managed to acquire a ranch of some 11,000 acres and gobbling up 61 homesteads. Much of that is now managed by the Washington Department of Natural Resources and Chelan Butte State Wildlife Area. The Van Voorhees book captures the romance and excitement of those early pioneers, as well as heartbreak and failures of many. He related humorous tales as well. For example, the time when he was at a neighbor's corral to help butcher a steer. The plan was to shoot the critter in the head to drop him in place and bleed and butcher him. But the steer, instead of dropping, leaped the 5-foot corral fence, two other fences, ran a half mile up a steep canyon, turned and ran down the canyon and jumped back into the corral and dropped dead within a few feet of being shot. Then there was the story of the brief gold rush of 1907. Judge Long autopsied a young chicken that had dropped dead. He found several BB-sized gold nuggets in the gizzard. Do you suppose the bird had gold fever? Of course, one of the most industrious and successful families on the Butte was that of Frank Lucas. I have devoted 2 story times to them, which are accessible on the museum's website. Frank was a brick mason who not only built a beautiful brick house, but made and transported wagon loads of bricks down Downey Canyon, Knapp Coulee, onto Chelan, and built several of Chelan's early brick buildings. The museum has the Van Voorhees book on sale for $25. You can become a supportive member of the museum for $25 a year. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.